Hello everyone, welcome back to Chibi and Chill, the anime podcast. And this episode is all about the fantasy and old world style or old world feeling anime. And anime can be one of those things where we use it to escape our regular, kind of sometimes mundane lives of chores, doing the laundry, doing the dishes, and just general 9-to-5 jobs. So anime can sometimes be one of those tools we use to escape and dive into another world that is completely separate to our own and feels completely different. And sometimes the best anime to kind of get that escape from normal life is the kind of fantasy and old world ones, because they're so different to ours. There's not the same technology, there's not the same kind of places or names for places, so it can be completely separate, and you can have this chance to explore a world filled with mystical creatures, or maybe even not mystical, but maybe just old world, like old Viking style or old Britain, that kind of vibe. And anime that are set in the fantasy world or lands like this from like thousands of years ago are perfect for that kind of escape. So in this episode, I'm going to cover 5 anime that you should be diving into if you're wanting that kind of fantasy, old world kind of escape. Maybe not to escape, but maybe just to try a different type of anime if you're maybe not used to it. These won't be isekai. I've done some more episodes on the isekai kind of genre for anime, so do go check those out if you're wanting that. This is more specifically old world and fantasy anime that's not isekai. But before we dive into today's episode, please do like and subscribe. It really does support the show. All the links for all the Etsy shop and everything are down in the footer, so do treat yourself once the video has ended. So let's dive into the bucket list update for this week, and then we'll dive into 5 fantasy or old world style anime that you should be checking out this week. So the bucket list this week has had a minor update, I have to say. This week feels like it's been one of those weeks where I've not been able to make quite as much progress as I really wanted to. But I've managed to polish off one series that I started off a while ago, and I don't know actually if I did mention it on the podcast or not, but it was Devilman Crybaby, which is one of the Netflix anime. And I have so many mixed feelings about this anime. From the kind of visual look of it, it's very odd. There's like no shading, there's no detail. It's kind of all very flat, which I think is a style that we're starting to see a little bit more in anime. We're starting to see this kind of like flattened style of animation. Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2 kind of had this for me as well, where it kind of had this like flat look to it. With Jujutsu Kaisen did have more minimal shading in there, but it did have these little moments of more flat compared to the first season. But Devilman Crybaby had 26 episodes, and it was a very mature, a very adult anime. So if you are going to kind of watch this one or try this one out, please do be aware it is very adult. So definitely do go on there with that kind of rating in mind. It is rated 18, so it is very, very mature. But it was a good anime. When I compare it to other ones on the bucket list that I've been watching, I think this is one of my least favourite anime from the list, if not my least favourite anime on this list so far. I had such high hopes for it, but it never really hit that expectation. I wanted less of the kind of forced maturity that was in there, and more of a actual information about the devils, about the demons, about what's going on. I wanted more about that, less of the kind of forced sexuality that was in the episodes. But it's off the list. It's been scratched off. You can see it just, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can kind of just see it there. It's like a little cross on there for the little icon. So that one is off the list. I do need to make more movement on the list though. We are like, the year seems to be speeding through, and I'm not speeding through the list at the same pace. So I do need to try and make some more speedy movements on the list. But there are a few movies on there that I think should help save the challenge a little bit. and help me pick up the pace a little bit. Movies are a little bit quicker to scratch off than a full series. Series such as Naruto, that's got 200 in the first one, and then Shippuden, which has got 500. They are chunky animes to try and finish, so they do take a lot longer than watching a movie. And there are some movies on this list, so I'm really hoping that I'll be able to scratch those off, get those done, and hopefully kind of be where I should be with the challenge. But overall, I'm loving the challenge, and I'm so happy that we've kind of started this process. And even though this week I didn't actually enjoy the anime that I've watched, I'm still glad I gave it a chance, and I'm still glad that I've watched it to say that I have. So that's for this week's bucket list update. That's it for this week's bucket list update. So let's dive into a little ad break, and then we'll dive into the first anime that's fantasy or old world vibe that you should definitely be checking out if you're wanting that kind of vibe in your anime streaming life. Finding the right greeting card can be a real pain. Finding the right birthday card, anniversary card, graduation card, or whatever the occasion may be, can be super difficult. To find one that suits that person, suits their vibe, or even their interest, or even birthday age. Over on Thoughtful, you can shop thousands of unique design cards by small creators such as myself. Over on Thoughtful, you'll find a card for every occasion, and delivery is fast and reliable with Thoughtful. High quality cards with amazing designs from creators like myself. And on my page, you can shop some anime themed birthday cards for any anime fan or manga fan that I'm sure they'll love. Shop Thoughtful cards on thoughtful.co.uk down in the show notes. So the first anime on this list that you should be checking out if you're wanting that kind of fantasy, old world kind of vibe is Frieren. And this is probably one of the most hyped anime I've seen for a long time. This was the anime that has exploded onto the scene last season. And if I'm honest, I'm still yet to dive into this anime, but I could not mention it on this list. It fits the vibe completely. But if you're like me and still a little bit unsure about this anime, let's dive into the plot. So the plot is, after the party of heroes defeated the Demon King, they restored peace to land and returned to lives of solitude. Generations pass, and the 11 mage Frieren comes face to face with humanity's mortality. She takes on a new apprentice and promises to fulfill old friends' dying wishes. Can an elven mind make peace with the nature of life and death? Frieren embarks on her quest to find out. So it's got a nice little mix of emotions in there, and visually, this anime looks absolutely stunning. The character designs have become quite iconic now since its launch, and this is one of the ones I think we'll start seeing go strength to strength very quickly. The anime was received super well, and people absolutely fell in love with this anime. So I think we'll be seeing a season 2 release fairly soon, or at least news about it fairly soon. I don't think they'll want the hype for this one to die down, but this one is definitely one to check out if you want that kind of true through and through kind of fantasy vibe with the elven vibe, the Demon King, and that kind of old school kind of magical adventure in an old world that you kind of want to check out and dive into. The second one on this list is one that I believe is on my bucket list, and it is Vinland Saga. And Vinland Saga has become one of the most popular anime to date, and it's fairly clear to see why. This anime has 2 seasons, and I believe each season has about 24 episodes each, so your kind of classic traditional length for an anime season. But the plot around this one is that around the end of the millennium, Viking, the mightiest but atrocious tribe, has been outbreaking everywhere. Thorfinn, the son of the greatest warrior, lives his childhood in the battlefield. He was seeking a land of reverie called Vinland. This is the story of a true warrior in an age of turmoil. This is a great anime if you want kind of more of a historic anime. If you're wanting to dive into a world that's actually rarely seen, or a period of history that's actually rarely seen in anime, such as the Viking kind of time in history, this is a great one to dive into to kind of get a break of pace and switch up the scenery a little bit from your anime watch list. This is a great one to watch if you're kind of wanting something that's a little bit more gritty and a little bit kind of a darker vibe, especially when we compare it to Frieren that we just talked about. The third anime on this list that I honestly cannot recommend enough is Apothecary Diaries. And Apothecary Diaries came out earlier this year, and it was one of the like spotlight anime for the season. It's set in old school Japan, and it is honestly one of the most cozy yet intriguing anime I've watched for a long time. This is one of the best anime that came out during the spring season, and I loved the story of this. It's like a mystery style anime set in old Japan, and we get to really see a bit of a historic vibe alongside the Japan courts, courtesans, and the whole kind of societal links that kind of went and interplayed throughout old Japan. But the plot for this one is that Mao Mao lives a peaceful life with her apothecary father until one day she's sold as a lowly servant to the emperor's palace. But she wasn't meant for a compliant life among royalty. So when imperial heirs fall ill, she decides to step in and find a cure. This catches the eye of Jinshi, a handsome palace official who promotes her, and now she's making a name for herself solving medical mysteries. This is a great anime if you want a old school feeling anime, but one that allows you to kind of try and solve the mystery as well every single episode. I did not. I was really bad at it, if I'm honest. I'm not good at things like this, but I do love the ride, and I like the game of trying to work out who did it. But this is one of my spotlight anime, and I absolutely adore this one. There is a season 2 coming soon, so I'm so hyped. I haven't read the manga, so I don't actually know how the story continues from season 1. But I cannot wait for Apothecary Diaries to return. If you want an old-school Japan vibe with a mystery intrigue undertone, please do check out Apothecary Diaries. If you're like me, you love to dive into some tasty treats or savoury treats while watching your favourite anime. Now, with Boxu, you can travel through Japan through flavours with 20 to 22 savoury, sweet and more snacks to enjoy every single month with a unique theme. For your first box, upon subscribing, you get the Seasons of Japan box, where each snack comes from a certain prefecture in Japan and covers a themed season such as autumn, spring, and more. Enjoy sweet, savory, citrusy, and more flavors with Boxu's curated collection of snacks every single month. After your first box, which is the Seasons of Japan box, you'll enjoy a unique themed curated box every month with snacks that match the month's theme for the box. Enjoy your first box with Boxu using my link down in the bio and the show description, and enjoy a world of flavors and explore Japan through taste with Boxu. The next anime on this list is one that I've not actually heard of before researching for this episode, and it is Golden Kamuy. Kamuy? Kamuy. However you say it, it's that one. But this one is a longer anime, and it's filled with 49 episodes. This is a little bit more of a chunky one, but it's filled with humour, and I love an anime that has an underline of humour in the storyline. I just think it helps liven it up, and we all need a good laugh now and then. But this one focuses on the conclusion of the Russo-Japanese War that took place in history, with a special focus being on the Ainu people who live on Hokkaido Island in Japan. And it's known for being actually very, very faithful to history. So this one is Golden Kamuy, respectfully presents the different conventions, cultures and traditions of the Ainu people. The anime also explores the effects of war, both physical and psychological, all while delivering a quick-paced adventure with a lot of humour. This one sounds a great anime if you really want to dive into a really historically correct anime. Sometimes we see a lot of creative licenses being taken with history, with anime, because the characters are different, the places can be different, the events can be quite different, but there's hints of history in there. This one is one that's been known to be very faithful to the actual events that took place. So this is great if you're kind of wanting to explore an old world, but actually explore it through the eyes of people that could have actually been there, or would have actually been there, with the events being actually very true to history and the events that take place being very true. So please do check this one out if you're kind of wanting a more of a, I don't want to say history lesson, it sounds kind of boring, but a more of a true to life anime. The last anime on this list is on my watch list, and it is Samurai Champloo. Yes, I did think I read that wrong the very first time, but it is Champloo. But this one is on the bucket list, and this one is Samurai Champloo is set in the Edo period of Japan, and that one is known as one of the most influential and biggest turning points in Japanese history, and I love an old school Japan anime, so this one is right up my street. So this one takes the story of Fu, who works in a tea house, and Fu wishes to head out on an adventure in search of a specific samurai. And her wish finally comes true when she manages to rope two swordsmen to serve as her bodyguard. So what I found out was that was pretty vague, but I'm up for a tea house vibe, I'm up for old school Japan, and I'm up for samurai. So if I had a tick list for old school Japan anime, those are probably the three things that will be on it. So this one is, I'm very excited that this one's on my bucket list. So I've not found it on Crunchyroll, so you may have to do a little bit of searching to find this one again, maybe on Hulu or other services like that. But if you do find it, let me know where you find it because I need to watch this one. But this one is kind of one of those ones that takes music into account as well. It's got a bit of a hip-hop essence in there, so that one, it does make me feel a little bit weird when a lot of music's involved, especially hip-hop, because it's so specific. So I don't want it to sound like a bad like advert for like Specsavers or like an opticians, that kind of vibe, where it's kind of a little bit off. But it'll be fun, and an old school Edo style Japan with samurai, tea house and bodyguards, that just sounds perfect. And I'm actually really excited to try and find this one and dive into the bucket list. So the five anime that we've actually dived into this week are actually fairly similar in the fact that they all take place in a historical point in time, but there's also a fair difference in there depending on what your kind of anime vibe or what you kind of prefer to watch in your time. So they've got Vinland Saga, which is a bit more gritty, a little bit more moody, and set in the Viking time of history. So this one is, I'd say, the most dramatic of the ones. Then we've got Golden Kamuy, which is more of a historically correct anime. So if you're looking for one that's much more accurate, do check this one out. We've got Apothecary Diaries, which is my favourite on this list, which is more of a mystery whodunit kind of vibe, but one that's got plenty of humour in there as well. And then Freyrin, which is your more fantasy style old world anime filled with elven, demon kings and an isekai without it being an isekai kind of vibe. And then we've got one that's filled with a little bit more music and Edo style Japan with Samurai Champloo. There's quite a mix on this list, and I like making the list like that where there's enough for people to kind of explore a little bit further if you guys want to find more about each series and find out which one tickles your fancy the most. Personally, I think Apothecary Diaries is the best one on this list, but I have yet to watch Freyrin or Vinland Saga. So these are on my list. Samurai Champloo is already on the bucket list, and I believe Vinland Saga is as well. Freyrin is too new for it to be on the bucket list, but I feel like it will be on the next one of the list I assume these posters come out every year. I'm not entirely sure. Maybe I should make my own next year, but let's see. But this one is a list that's kind of filled with a few different types of anime that all fit the kind of trope of history and or fantasy history vibe. If you enjoyed any of the anime on this list, maybe you've already finished some of them, please do leave a review of what you thought about the anime down in the review notes. Leave a review with your comment, or if you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment with your review. Let me know which one you enjoyed the most and why. Please do leave a like and review of the episode. Down in the show notes, you'll find links to my Etsy shop, Thoughtful, and Boxu, and a whole lot more. So do treat yourself while you're finding your next video. Please do like and subscribe so you don't miss a new episode next Friday. Enjoy all the fantasy history vibe anime that we mentioned today, and I'll see you next week where I'll hopefully have more of a bucket list update. Happy anime watching, and I'll see you next Friday. Thank you, bye-bye.